Lieutenant Governor Kinder, members of the Missouri Senate, our families, friends, the people of the great state of Missouri. On this day, just a year ago, I was honored to be elected by you as President Pro Tem of this great legislative body. Today, I continue to be honored and grateful for the trust that you have placed in me. For me and 9 others, this day represents the last opening day where we will sit as members of the Missouri Senate. And you know, for those of us who are leaving, it would be easy for us to use the next 4.5 months to reflect on our legislative careers and accept all the appreciation and congratulations that come when somebody ends a career. And while that would be the easy thing to do, it would not be the right thing to do. Our state is facing serious challenges. Second budget year in a row, we are working with less revenue than the year before. We need to get Missourians back to work in lasting and growing industries that pay well and offer benefits. And we must restore confidence in our elected officials with ethics reform. We need all 34 Missouri senators working together to meet these challenges. And as I recognize those that are entering our twilight, I would also like to extend a warm welcome to our newest member, the Senator from the 4th. Senator, you join a select few in your new journey as a state senator. We support you as you work to rebuild the faith of the people of the 4th District that they may have lost in our democratic process and elected leaders. Congratulations, we're excited you're here. The career-ending mistakes made by 3 elected officials last year remind us that we are all human and therefore fallible. We are a body of everyday people chosen by the public. And as humans, mistakes are unavoidable. But we must strive for higher ethics standards because ethics violations are unacceptable. They are unacceptable because legally, morally, and most of all, because they destroy the public's trust in our democratic process. And without trust, democracy fails. All of us who hold the public's trust must address this issue this year. That is why I have proposed that once and for all, we put an end to even the appearance of pay-to-play politics. We simply must find a way to ban contributions from lobbyists during session as we tried several years ago. And we must finally give teeth to the state's ethics commission by creating the role of an independent investigator. And we must hold our staff to the same levels of accountability they would hold ourselves. Now these are my ideas, but there are many more that have already been introduced. And I welcome your input and seek help from all of you in this effort. Our toughest challenge this year, clearly, is the state budget. To date, our state's revenue is down by 10.6%. While it's estimated that, thankfully, by the end of the fiscal year, we'll only be down 6.4%, that's still $1 billion. And it's been forecast that growth will be below average even into the next fiscal year 2011. The good news, and there is some good news, is that last year we were prudent and reserved more than half, or $1 billion, of the state's federal stabilization money to use in the upcoming budget. But those dollars will run out. We will have to make tough decisions to fund our priorities without a tax increase. And I'll say it one more time and be very clear, we will not raise taxes. We're facing an ongoing budget crisis, and to succeed, we must have the governor do his job and present a balanced budget that is not short-sighted. Last fall, I asked Governor Nixon to join us in beginning an extended budget planning cycle. While state budget has traditionally been done yearly, It is the utmost importance that every budget decision be made with a consideration of its impact for the future years in mind. We must not be short-sighted. Cooperation in this building is the key to providing necessary governmental services in a way taxpayers can afford. The solution to our budget situation is to put people back to work in good-paying jobs with benefits. Our state's revenues are reliant on people working and participating in the economy. We must focus on creating jobs to improve the economy and help Missouri families thrive. We must give the new economic development director, David Kerr, who's in the upper gallery, the tools he needs to succeed in growing Missouri businesses and getting new businesses to relocate here. We must examine all ideas, including closing funds, innovative tax structures, and incentives for small businesses to keep and recruit better paying jobs and benefits. Plus, we must recognize the best economic development tool is an educated workforce. We must provide top-notch educational opportunities for our children along the entire education spectrum. Last year, Missouri's highest courts recognized that we are giving our children, no matter where they live, an equal opportunity for a great education based on the funding formula that we passed in 2005. The Supreme Court found that the formula is based on students' needs rather than local wealth and has a rational basis. Since we created and passed that new formula, we have been dedicated to fully funding it. In 4 years of the phase-in, we have increased K-12 funding by nearly $450 million without a tax increase. This year, we must continue that commitment and make education our top budget priority. We must also work to make sure that more of our students have an educational experience past high school. We must build on the programs we have passed to continue to make college affordable to as many Missouri students as possible. We must support new, innovative, and specialized programs that prepare our students to compete for quality jobs. And we must think outside the box for ways to help adults find their way back into the classroom for retraining. In 1992, the voters of our state passed term limits for legislators. No more than 8 years in the House and 8 years in the Senate. And almost since the passage of Amendment 12, observers of state government have argued whether term limits are good or bad for the citizens of our state. Supporters argue term limits in the days of backroom deals and cronyism, while those against term limits say too much power and decision-making is shifted to staff and lobbyists. And I believe those are interesting arguments for political scientists, but they are unproductive arguments for those charged with making public policy. What I am proposing today is that we change the discussion from the merits versus frustrations of term limits to a discussion of how to make government work best for Missourians in a term-limited environment. Simply put, our terms may be limited to 8 years, but the way we think about our vision for Missouri's future should never be limited. Last year when I spoke to you, I talked about how our state government is a $23 billion organization operating without a long-term strategic plan. I challenged us to shift our way of governing from being reactionary and year to year to a way with vision and purpose. And you answered that challenge. And we created three committees designed to craft a vision of the kind of state Missouri can be in the year 2020 and the plan of how to get there. I commend the work of our first term members who serve on these committees and their chairman, Senator from the 15th, the junior senator from St. Charles, and the senator from Johnson County. To date, these committees have reviewed our current operations in the areas of job creation, health care, and education. They invited the public and gained their input in determining what our future goals should be, and have begun the arduous task of creating a long-term strategy for how we will get there. This legislative session, I will propose legislation to make long-term planning a permanent part of the legislative process. We must always be thinking about the future for a better Missouri and have a plan on how we're going to get there. We need a 3-year plan, a 5-year plan, and more importantly, a 10-year plan that will transcend our term limits. 10 of us leave this year. The same will be true 2 years from now, and this revolving door will continue to spin. I've heard the phrase, and some have said, term limits have given the Senate 4 years of I don't know, followed by 4 years of I don't care. I propose the new view is 8 years of long-term solutions for our future, so that we may all work to create a better Missouri for generations to come. As I end today's remark, a quote from Woodrow Wilson comes to mind. You are not here merely to make a living. You're here in order to enable the world to live more amply, with greater vision, with a finer spirit of hope and achievement. You are here to enrich the world, and you impoverish yourself if you forget that errand. So as Wilson said, let's get to work. Thanks, and let's have a great year.